Next stop horizon, you are four people: Per, Magnus, Madeleine, and Jenny. What are your functions in the band?
Our functions in the band. Well, let's start the basic
on instruments,
part.
I mean.
The main part of the group is myself, Per, and Jenny. We are the band, and we sing. I sing and play the guitar. Jenny sings as well and plays various keyboards, for example, the Indian harmonium. And for this tour, we invited Madeleine and Magnus, and they play. Madeleine play keyboards, bass keyboards, and normal keyboards, and Magnus plays the drums and the Glockenspiel.
And normally they are not part of the band, are they? Are you friends or? Yeah. How do you come to the band?
Yeah, we're still friends, and that's good. Even after 3 weeks in a van on the roads, still good friends. And yeah, we have been playing together pretty much, not that a long tour like this before together, though. Mm.
But Madeleine has been with us many years, actually, so...
Yes.
So you are writing the songs as two? So both of you?
Yeah,
or just you, Per?
Until this day, I have been writing most of the songs, but for the new record, I think we wrote at least two or three songs more together, and we try to work in that direction as much as we can to do it together from scratch. Yeah,
okay.
But we did the arrangements and the production very much together.
Yeah. And you use a lot of different instruments, not very common instruments. Here we see a harmonium, right?
Indisches Harmonium.
Yeah. What else do you use? Especially on this record, was it the first time you used such kinds of instruments or always?
No, we it's almost or more or less a hobby of ours to find instruments that we can get inspiration from. And the Indian harmonium is one of them, reed organs of other kinds. And
the new for this tour is a string machine, which we found in Düsseldorf last tour. So we bought it there, and now it's with us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And... we have some wind instruments as well. That's the instruments that we don't play ourselves on the record.
Who plays them on the record?
There is a guy called Petter, who has been playing with us a lot. He plays the saxophone and different kinds of clarinets. And then there's also trombone and trumpet and lots of other stuff as well.
Okay. Next stop horizon sounds like a tram station, something like this, you know. Next stop horizon. What is horizon in that sense? What does horizon stands for?
Horizon stands.
I think it's a metaphor, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. It's. It can probably stand for many different things for different people, but for me, it stands for the point where I move to always, and that's a point in the distance which I don't know much about, but it looks beautiful.
Yeah,
and
it's
nice.
A kind of goal.
It's a kind of goal that I know that I can't reach, but that I still want to move to.
Isn't it disappointing? You can never reach.
No,
your
I think
aims?
That's really good.
Or is it motivating you to go on?
I think. To look at the horizon is always beautiful. So that is something, I think, beautiful.
Yeah.
Goal too.
But it's infinite. There is no border, you know. It just looks like a border, but you can never reach horizon. So.
No, exactly. But to me, that's a good thing, because when you have reached the goal, it's not so much fun anymore. So being able to keep moving in a direction that you like without really... be finished or get ready. It's a way to keep things alive, I think.
Yeah, maybe after that you will have new goals and so on. You
exactly.
never know. Okay. Some time ago, you cooperated with the Saarländische Staatstheater. That was funny for me because it's my home, the Saarbrücken. Yeah. I was born there, and yeah, I'm a lot over there. And I heard of this piece, Das kalte Herz. How come? I mean, you're a band from Sweden, and then you had to live in the Saarland. I mean, it's a sad story.
Yeah. It's a beautiful story.
Yes. Yeah. It was 2 years ago, I think, or maybe more, two and a half.
No, yeah, exactly 2 years ago, I think, actually.
Mm. It's spring
2012. Thank you.
12, when we were supposed to do a show in Saarbrücken.
Let me guess, it was the Sparte 4 where you will play on Sunday as
yes,
well?
Yes, exactly. It was. And back then we didn't know any of the people at the theater. But there was a man called Christoph Diem. Maybe you know him as well if you're
I've heard
from
his
the
name
hood. Yeah.
Before, yeah.
He works at the theater as one of the directors there. And he hosted us that night. And during the dinner we had together, we started talking about theater music and theater productions that we liked. And we kind of seemed to have the same taste in a way. I remember that we were talking about the Tom Waits the Black Rider production that was made originally in Germany, and he liked that a lot and I liked that a lot, so we started to talk about that. And then he mentioned before we left for the next city that maybe we should keep in contact and see if we can work together, and we said yes, of course, because you say you meet so many people on tour and you say so many things, and sometimes you hear from them again, and sometimes you forget them. So we didn't know at that point if we were going to hear from Christoph again. But then maybe a couple of months later, we got an email with an official invitation to take part in a production at the Saarländische Staatstheater. So that's how it started.
Okay. How long did you stay there in Saarbrücken?
2 months and St. Ingbert.
Yeah, I know it as well.
Yeah. Where?
Yeah.
It was our home for 2 months.
St. Ingbert was your home?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Maybe we can talk about St. Ingbert after the show. Was this a kind of inspiration, this work on this piece, for this album now?
Yes, it was. I don't know if you have seen the soundtrack CD from the Das kalte Herz production, because we recorded
remember.
A CD for that as well, and I think we used 4 or 5 songs from the Cold Heart music soundtrack on this new album, but we did re-record them and produce them a bit different than what we did for the theater, but those songs were definitely an inspiration for the new album. Yes.
Yeah, when I've seen your band photos on the posters outside, I immediately had to think of theater because, yeah, you had this mask and very expressive. So I think it fits quite well together. But this is typical for you. It has nothing to do with this cooperation that you like to dress maybe. And
no, we have been doing that a lot, especially in another band we had before, Next Up Horizon. We had a really
theatrical.
Yeah, thank you. Band. So that has always been an inspiration, I think.
Mm. Yes. Mm. And nowadays it's much less than we used to wear a lot of makeup and be more or less like different characters on stage.
With How
that,
do you
with
look
that
on stage?
Previous trend. Now? Or
For example, tonight at the Slow Club.
Yeah.
What can we see? What dresses?
Tonight it's...
Now we look quite normal.
Yeah.
I would say.
Believe me, outside they look quite normal.
Yeah. They look quite normal, but nice.
Yes, really very nice.
Yes. Yeah. On the band photos, you look more almost frightened a bit with this white mask, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe children could be afraid of you.
I'm not sure of what specific photo you're referring to.
This tour, official tour announcement.
Ah, the poster?
From under, I think, in the sky above.
Yeah?
I didn't think of that.
No. I don't think I was afraid when we did the photo shoot, but maybe.
But you're not a child. Like, so.
I'm not a child, that's true.
That's the reason. But okay, your second record, The Harbor, My Home, released on 14th of March, just 3 weeks ago.
Mm. Yeah.
On the great label Tapete Records, right?
Right.
How come that you collaborate with a German label? I mean, is it normal that there are collaborations with German labels for Swedish bands?
Yes, I would say.
Yeah, maybe.
It's quite normal. Germany is a much bigger market than Sweden, especially if you do music that's not very mainstream. It's easier to find partners in Germany, I would say. Especially some years ago, when there was some sort of Swedish hype going on in Germany, then we had the impression that the Germans really wanted to have the Swedes. So it was maybe four years ago we started to work with Tapete.
Hmm. Yeah, there are a lot of Swedish bands as well here in Freiburg.
Uh-huh.
Playing here in Freiburg, I have a lot of Swedish bands here in the studio, and I really appreciate this kind of music.
Yeah, and we really appreciate to work with a German label and to play here, because it's really nice to tour in Germany. So I guess it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, I think so. The Harbor, My Home, this was the song we've heard now, and it's as well the name of the record, The Harbor, My Home. At the beginning, I asked you what Horizon stands for, what it means to you. Now, what is Harbor? Except home, maybe. Or is it just home?
Well,
the Hafen.
Yeah, Göteborg. We have harbor, and that's our home, so pretty much. I don't know what you would say, Pat.
So then it's not a metaphor.
Well, I would say it's a metaphor as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a way the same picture as the horizon picture, but inverted somehow. If you, instead of imagine yourself standing on the land, looking towards the horizon or the sea, you can imagine yourself on the sea or in a ship, on a stormy sea, maybe. Because that's what's life feels like sometimes. And then it's nice to imagine that there is a light from a harbor that you can see in the distance. And I like that picture.
Yeah.
To imagine or to think or to believe that there is a home that you can go to when the storm is over.
It gives you safety.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it as well what music gives you, or is music a kind of harbor for you? Or if not, what is music? I mean, on your website, you ask some really big philosophical questions. What is art? What is music? What is love?
Yeah, and it's
tell me.
Always easier. Yeah, but as stated in that text, I guess it's the press text, it's easier to ask the questions than to find the answers or to have the answers for them. And well, I don't know. I think I would be stupid if I said that I had the answers of that questions. But I really want to keep trying to find out what is music, and why do I want to play music, and why does it mean so much to me? And what is love? It's kind of connected for me. Almost the same feeling, something that won't let you go, that won't let me go. What do you say, Jenny? It's too hard.
Yeah, it's really no answers. Like, here's the answer, love. I think it's...
I'm interested in your opinion. So maybe not the truth, but how you see the world and what is your motivation to make music
my motivation
in this world?
Yeah, it's a very big question for me. What is my motivation? Because I'm really that person that I really don't like to travel much, because I always get this sweating and when I'm going to travel a lot. And still I'm doing it because I want to play music. And for a long time I also did get that on stage and stuff like that. So for me, I think, but I feel that I need to do it anyway, because that's the way I can open up my heart, maybe, I don't know, and hopefully speak, because I'm not a good speaker. That's why I don't speak much here. So maybe on stage and with music, that's the way my heart can canalize things to other people. I don't know, or for me to get the response from other people and be a better person or whatever I need to do or be.
Yeah, if you're on tour, you can come home again and again.
Exactly.
You have this harbor again and again.
Yeah. For sure.
A good thing. And I've also read that, yeah, maybe music is love, or love is music, you can say so, because the sound transcending into little waves of love that can light up your way. That's what I read on the website as well. So this is a good explanation. Little waves of love.
Yeah. But I guess
like on sea.
Like on sea, yes. That's, I guess we all have to do what we can do to send away the little waves of love wherever we walk, wherever we exist at the moment. And for us, our music is, or are, those little waves of love that we try to send. And you get much love as well back. That's how I experience it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely.
Mm. Yeah, you meet many people, and many people open up their homes when you come, like us, traveling around, and especially with a kid like we do. It's amazing to see that everywhere, in every country you come to, there is always... I mean, you can read a newspaper about bad things happening everywhere, but if you go to different countries and meet people, you see that there's always people willing to open up homes and hearts, and yeah. And that is really something worth traveling for, if I can say that like that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You made a video clip for this record, Rain on Me. Normally rain is something negative, but in this context, it's positive, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
What is the positive thing on rain?
With rain.
It's cleaning.
Yes, in that case, both rain and flames, which also are mentioned in the same song, are pictures of things that we need to be able to live. Rain, nature needs rain. I need rain. Like water, we really need water, and it's also a picture of, as you said, getting cleansed, maybe, or just being flushed with something from somewhere else outside of yourself. And the same with fire. Those two things are really the opposite of each other, but I think we need both. Both chill and heat, and water and fire.
So heat and fire gives you some energy.
Yes.
It's not burning
definitely.
You down? Okay.
No, but it could.
Just pure energy.
Exactly. It could.
It could. Okay, it's dangerous. It's dangerous energy.
Yes.
Who are the kids in the video clip with their superhero costumes, like Spider-Man or Superman, I don't know?
Yeah. That's Fanny, Paris, and my daughter, and her best friend, Lou.
I think they had a lot of fun.
Yeah, they had.
For sure.
Doing this clip. Are they proud of their parents doing music, or I mean, it's not a normal thing in the environment, I think.
Well, Fanny is really, she loves going on tour, and I think she likes to listen to our music as well.
Yeah. Every now and then when we sit in the van, when we're traveling from city to city, we can hear that she turns on that video, because she has her own iPad when we travel with the video on it. So she seemed to like it. But I think they're more proud of themselves in the video than
us. Yeah.
Of us.
Cool thing.
It's the first thing she did Monday morning, the weekend after we did the shooting for the video, was to show it to her kindergarten friends. Yeah. So she's proud of it.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, the biggest thing that could ever happen was to be in TV, to watch yourself. Mm-hmm. I never reached it, but yeah, your daughter. Okay, shall we listen to the song Rain on Me?
Yeah.
It would be a good moment now.
Let's go.
Okay.
Stop Horizon. Thank you very much. Rain on Me tonight at the Slow Club, Friday night. On this song you sang together, or on many songs you're singing in a kind of chorus. But in other songs you sing solo. Now my question, who decides when to sing solo and when to sing together? I mean, it's not an accident, isn't it?
No, that's a fight in the studio.
Fight?
No, it's not.
Before we move on...
Is it 50-50?
I just remembered that I forgot to mention that Madeleine is also singing with us.
Of course.
Because you could hear three harmonies here. So she's not only playing the keyboards.
Are you singing solo as well?
No.
But she's doing beautiful backup lines. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's sometimes it's hard to decide who's going to sing. Because it's not always... We usually make demo versions of the songs. And there's some of us, usually me, since I've been writing most of the songs so far, are singing. But then later we have to decide if it's not always best to keep my voice as the solo voice. And then Jenny has to tell me that it might be better if she does it instead.
Are you both able to sing every song?
Yeah, sort of, but...
Depends on how you mean. But before we record them, we could definitely choose. But now when we tour, I don't think I would be able to switch and sing your songs, because I wouldn't remember the lyrics for them.
Okay.
I don't know about you.
No, exactly. But it would be possible if we... But not like that, because some songs are really made for your voice, and with the keys there is... Like fitting his voice.
Yeah.
It's a kind of burden sharing in your marriage, isn't it?
Yeah.
50-50 labor. Yeah, the Swedish people, they are so emancipated.
Yeah.
If we didn't do it like that, we wouldn't get support from the government, so that's
the you have to.
Exactly.
Okay. Who's writing the songs? Both, of course. I mean, yeah. But yeah. 50-50 again?
No,
not really. I write most of the songs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But that makes it a bit harder sometimes for Jenny to... She has to fight a bit more than she deserves to fight into the songs and, for example, do the solo parts. Because when I've written a song, sometimes I'm very attached to it and want to keep it for myself. But that's part of the deal that I'm not supposed to do that. Yeah. So we try to share songs.
Mm. And are you always okay with his lyrics? Convinced of his lyrics?
Yes.
You have to sing?
Well, sometimes we... what do you say? Most of the time, yes. But it has happened that we have reworked... What do you say? Edited, yes. If it's some things that doesn't feel good when I'm singing it, I can together with Per rewrite some lyrics. But I mean, the main part is I'm okay with, of course. Yeah.
Cool. Mm. Okay, we have about 10 minutes left. Mm-hmm. I have one last question officially. Do you collaborate with other bands in general, and especially in Sweden? I mean, are there kind of collaborations? For example, with Katzenjammer, I know that you know them and like them very much.
Mm, no, I don't know them.
Who? No? Yeah. What did you say?
Katzenjammer, the band?
Katzenjammer.
You don't know them?
Oh. No, haven't heard of them.
But they're quite famous. You should know them, and they make a similar kind of music.
Are they Swedish or German?
I'm not sure. Scandinavian, but I'm not sure if Swedish or from Norwegian more.
Oh.
I think they're from Norwegian. Okay, forget Katzenjammer.
Yeah.
In general, other Swedish
them,
bands.
If you're sorry.
Yeah, I will meet them in summer, I hope so. I will tell them.
No, I will listen to them.
Yeah.
We don't. We actually don't. Samarbeta.
No, not really.
No.
We have been discussing, though, to go on tour with another band, some friends of ours, and we hope that will become reality in the summer or after the summer.
Yeah,
because we
September.
Believe it would be a nice thing to go on tour as a collective and have be able to bring a show for the entire evening somehow with two or three artists, maybe.
But it's true that you like Tom Waits.
That's true. Yes.
Okay. But there's no conversation or something like this with Tom Waits so far?
No, not so far.
I mean, this would be great to be on tour with him.
If you meet him...
Yeah, I will.
This summer,
I
will.
Next week.
He's under the table, by the way.
Really?
Surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Waits.
Someone biting my toe before.
Okay. I have no questions left.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming.